You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora, T-Storm Weather in Chicago, now joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. Hi, Mike. Thanks for being with us. Tell me what you think the forecast looks like over the next several days.
Well, we're in a transitional period. We've had some very warm to hot weather over the last 5 to 7 days or so. And as we move forward, we'll still stay warm, but not quite as warm as we have been. One of the big differences between the air masses that are coming up and the ones that just occurred are that humidity levels will be a bit lower as we go forward. What that means for corn and soybeans is that temperatures will tend to fall a little bit more at night than they have been. So we'll see minimums in the 60s as opposed to the 70s for the most part over the next 4 to 5 days, and high temperatures will top out anywhere from the low 80s to the low 90s, depending on exactly where you are. Now, we're not looking for a whole lot in the way of rain over the next 4 to 5 days. We could see a few thunderstorms here or there once we get into the weekend, but we're not looking for these well-organized large thunderstorm clusters that we've seen several times over the last couple of months. So that kind of takes us through Monday. After that, we do see a fairly significant pattern change that will last for at least 5 to 7 days. A large upper-level system will envelop southeast Canada, and that will turn winds in from the north across a big portion of the central United States. We'll see temperatures fall to below normal levels for a change across a big chunk of the Corn Belt once we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. That will last, again, for around 5 to 7 days, and during that period, we'll see highs in the 70s and 80s with lows generally in the 50s. That's around 3 to 6 degrees below the climatological norms. And because of that, we're not looking for much in the way of heat stress for corn and soybeans. The bigger uncertainty revolves around rainfall. With this pattern, we're not looking for quite as much in the way of rain, but there are some uncertainties. The big uncertainty being exactly how large will that upper level system be in southeast Canada. If it's a little bit bigger than we think, then that would tend to pull the cool air a tiny bit further to the south and then keep best rain chances to the south of most corn and soybeans. On the other hand, if it were to move further to the north, that would lead to slightly warmer weather than we're currently thinking about, and that would also lead to more rain. But no matter how you draw it up, it's hard to draw a hot, dry scenario or a cool, wet scenario. If we turn hot, then we'll turn wet, simply because we'll start pulling some of that humidity further to the north and bring that storm track right back into the Corn Belt. If it turns cool, we'll shift that storm track to the south, and that'll leave us dry. By the time you add all this up, the corn and soybean picture for next week is not looking all that threatening. As long as we get a little bit of rain, which we are expecting, we're generally looking for cooler than normal temperatures with near normal rainfall over the first 7 to 10 days of August. All the details will take a little bit to fine tune, but that's just kind of the way it looks right now, based on where the jet stream should line up and based on where the southern edge of coolness should be.
And very quickly, will that be mostly clear skies and sunshine with that cool temperature, except when we're raining?
More than likely, yes. We're not looking for a lot in the way of extensive cloud cover.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media and helps us wrap up this Thursday edition. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.